From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Trump administration is reacting to a federal judge's order to reunite families separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 2,000 kids have been separated from their parents in recent weeks. Ruling on a lawsuit brought by the ACLU, the judge in California is ordering authorities to reunite families within 30 days. The Justice Department says that makes it even more imperative Congress pass immigration legislation, saying lawlessness at the border will continue unless it's enabled to both enforce the law and keep families together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court Tuesday narrowly upheld the Trump administration's travel restrictions. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The ruling hands President Donald Trump a victory in enforcing one of his most controversial policies.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure.
In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that the president has the authority under U.S. immigration laws to limit travel from foreign countries on national security grounds. Delivering the majority decision, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the president has lawfully exercised the broad discretion granted to him under the Immigration and Nationality Act to suspend the entry of aliens into the United States. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor traveled to Moscow Wednesday for high-level meetings to lay the groundwork for a possible U.S.-Russia summit. John Bolton met Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for talks that reportedly lasted 2 hours. Then he headed to the Kremlin for a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Senior administration officials said Wednesday the Trump administration will stick to a strengthened security review process to deal with threats from Chinese investments to acquire U.S. technologies instead of imposing China-specific restrictions. VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
The official said the Treasury Department has recommended that President Trump use the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS. It would also be enhanced by new legislation in Congress to control transactions. The official added that an expansion of the scope of deals reviewed by the interagency panel would effectively address national security concerns. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Syrian troops widen a major offensive against rebels in the southwest on Tuesday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Syrian troops are pounding one of the last rebel-held pockets in the south of the country. At least 45,000 people are fleeing towards Jordan. But the kingdom, already home to up to 1 million Syrian refugees, says its borders will remain sealed. The attacks fueling concerns of a new wave of displacement in a conflict that's already uprooted 11 million people.
We are deeply alarmed by the reports in recent days of escalating hostilities in Dara Governorate.
Dara is often called the cradle of the country's uprising.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. The European Council says the EU must brace itself for more difficult policies from U.S. President Donald Trump. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Council President Donald Tusk says the bloc must prepare for further difficulties resulting from President Donald Trump's policies as a trade war looms between Washington and Brussels. In a letter to EU leaders, Tusk goes as far as saying transatlantic relations are under immense pressure due to the president's approach. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
What's the origin of life? Reuters' Dhruv T.K. Kaur has more as a Japanese probe tries to find out.
This Japanese space probe is on a mission seeking the origins of life. After a 3.5-year journey through space, the Hayabusa 2 began its orbit of an asteroid on Wednesday, over 180 million miles from Earth. Dubbed the Ryugu, the rocks thought to house organic substances that scientists think could help reveal the answer to one of the biggest mysteries out there. How did life begin? The Hayabusa 2, which is named after the Peregrine Falcon, will orbit the asteroid for the next few months.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv T.K. Kaur. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels signed a ceasefire agreement Wednesday that will take effect in 72 hours. The agreement was confirmed by the government after Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar held face-to-face talks in the capital. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.